Blog Talk Radio.
Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via Facebook, Twitter, or landline, cell phone, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in. You can listen live to the show. And if you'd like to leave a give your comments or if you have an opinion on today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air. And I will put you on the air. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, before we get into the show, let's see. Right now it's 81 degrees in the ATL. We had a high today of 83, low tonight 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 88. Thursday, sunshine, 91. Friday, partly sunny, 92. Saturday, sunshine, 90. Sunday, sunshine, 89 degrees. Now, so it looks like we're going to have great weather probably for the rest of the week. I don't see any rain until Monday. So you guys pull your convertibles out and spin around town. Have a great time, okay? Have a great time. But don't get on those cell phones while you're rolling. All right? And so let's see. Today's word of the day is languid. Languid. L-A-N-G-U is how you spell languid. And it's an adjective. And it means drooping or flagging from or as if from exhaustion or you being weak. Sluggish in character or disposition, listless, lacking force or quickness of movement, being slow. That is languid, L-A-N-G-U-I-D, languid. That's a great word. I should use that word at work. So languid is the word of the day. That's a good word, guys. Take it, grab a hold of it, write it down, put it in your vocabulary, use it however you'd like. All right? So that's our word of the day. That's the weather for today. We're taking care of our sponsor. Hey, let's get into the show. Now, today's episode is entitled Things You Can and Can't Do with the New Cell Phone Law in Georgia. Things You Can and Cannot Do with this new law in Georgia. Now, I have an article from the AJC telling you, you know, what's legal and what's not, and you know, it's all about being distracted, driving while distracted. There are so many fatalities in Georgia where people are, you know, texting and driving and they have an accident and it causes someone or even themselves to lose their life. And that's the problem. Okay? That's really the problem. And so I wanted to take the time to educate my audience on what you can do while driving with the cell phone and what you can't do while driving with the cell phone. I'm sure you guys have an idea of what you can't do, but I'm going to lay it out for you. And I'm going to kind of breeze through this article, but I believe that you guys will be able to understand what's going on through here, and then we'll kind of sum it up here in a few minutes. Okay, and again, you guys can go and you can look at this article yourself. You can go to myajc.com. That's the Atlanta Journal and Constitution website. You can go there and just type in Georgia's cell phone law, and it'll pop right up. All right. So it says it reads as follows: The Hands Free Georgia Act takes effect July 1st, so it's already into effect, guys. The law will require drivers to use hands-free technology when using cell phones and other electronic devices while driving. But hands-free isn't as clear-cut as it sounds. Here's a look at what would and would not be allowed. Prohibited. Prohibited means it's not allowed. That means it's like people say, smoking is prohibited in this area. Smoking is prohibited in this building. So that means you can't smoke. So these are the things that you can't do while driving and using a device. It says holding or supporting with any part of the body a wireless telecommunications device or standalone electronic device, like an iPod or something. You can't hold it or support it with any part of the body. Okay? Some people have that phone stuck to the side of their ear and right under their shoulder, talking, the head folded. Some people just hold that thing up in front of them and talk. And you're on this, but at the same time, you still can't be holding that phone with any part of your body. Okay, the next one is writing, sending, or reading any text-based communication, including a text message, instant message, email, or internet data while holding your device. Can't get on the internet. Can't look at an email. Can't do instant messaging. You can't text, okay, while holding that cell phone. You can't do it, all right? The next one is watching a video or movie other than watching data related to the navigation of your vehicle. So you can't watch videos. You can't watch a movie. The only thing you can watch is data related to the navigation of your vehicle. That means that, you know how you have these maps or GPS on your phone? So you put in a destination where you're going, and as you're riding, you are able to, it seems to me, it says watching a video or movie other than watching data related to the navigation of your vehicle. So it looks like you can look at, your maps on your phone. But again, you can't hold it and look at it. You can't put it up to your ear and hold it with your shoulder. You can't do that. You can, like I see people that have these cell phone holders stuck to their windshield or on their dashboard or whatever, where they can stick the cell phone there and they'll see an incoming call or whatever there may be on their phone. So you are able to look at it in that respect while you're navigating to your destination, right? The next one, watching a video or a movie other than watching data. Okay, I said that, right? Let's see. Now, let's go to, and that wasn't a whole lot, right? There isn't a whole lot that's prohibited. But the main thing that's prohibited is holding or supporting with any part of your body, okay? And then writing, sending, or reading any text-based communication, including a text message, instant message, or email, okay? Those are the things that distract you while you're driving. So doing those things while holding a cell phone is illegal, and there's a penalty to pay, okay? What's allowed, okay? And what's allowed means that things that you can do, all right? Things that you can do. Speaking or texting while using hands-free technology, okay? So speaking, that means, you're talking to someone. You're speaking, you're talking to someone with your hands free. You got a Bluetooth in your ear, or you've got headphones you know, connected to your phone. You can speak, okay? You can do that, and you can text with that. As long as you're not holding that phone, touching that phone, you're okay to text. See, the technology with phones now today is that you can text, you can talk and text, right? You can hit that little speaker button right there on your phone, and you can, you know, you can speak your text. All right? Hey, bud, what's up? You know, question mark. And it'll write that. All right? And then you can send it on. So you can speak or text with your hands-free technology. You are allowed to use a GPS system or mapping app. You are allowed wearing and using a smartwatch. So you can wear and use your smartwatch while driving, okay? And that's connected, you know, that's on your wrist. That's hanging on a part of your body. It's also allowed, you're allowed for using an earpiece to talk on the phone, all right? You're allowed using radios, CB radio hybrids, commercial two-way radios, subscription-based emergency communication devices, prescribed medical devices, amateur or ham radios, and in-vehicle security navigation or remote diagnostics systems. There are circumstances where you can handle an electronic device while driving, okay? These circumstances are reporting a traffic accident. So if you see someone have a wreck, you can grab your phone and call 911, right, and report the accident, all right? Medical emergency. If you have some type of medical emergency, you are able to grab your phone and hold it, dial 911 and talk to whoever you need to talk to. Fire, a crime, or delinquent act or a hazardous road condition, all right? You can also use your hands if you're lawfully parked. Not at a stoplight. Lawfully means off or beside the road in an area open to parking. You can also use your hands if you're lawfully parked. So if you're downtown and you pull into a parking space or pull onto a parking space on the side of the road next to your favorite sandwich shop or whatever, you can park there. And you can use your phone, and you can use the hands, whatever you want to use, while you're there. That's allowed. Okay, some people are exempt from the hands-free requirement if they're performing official duties. What we mean by exempt, Frank, what we mean by exempt? Exempt means that you don't have to abide by these laws. Some people are exempt from the hands-free requirement if they're performing official duties. That's the police, firefighters, emergency medical personnel, ambulance drivers, other first responders, and utility employees or contractors responding to a utility emergency. So, you know, if you work for Atlanta Gaslight, if you work for the Atlanta Gaslight Company, you can't just ride around in your car on the phone all the time, not using hands-free technology, okay? You have to be responding to a utility emergency, not responding to a utility call. It may be a call, but it has to be an emergency. Police are exempt. Police don't have to do it. I know a couple of polices, but so if you're a police and on duty, you don't have to abide by these laws. Firefighters, emergency medical personnel, ambulance drivers, other first responders, okay? They are allowed to use their phones. Okay? They're allowed to use their phones, but we're not. Okay, I'm not the police. Don't want to be the police. But the police can use their cell phones. Okay? Firefighters can use their cell phones. And I understand that part, and that's a good thing. And I also understand this part, which is also a good thing, is that if you have to use your phone for an emergency, just pick that sucker up and dial. Right? Don't worry about the police or whatever. Just get your business handled. Take care of whatever pressing issue you got to take care of. Deal with the police at another time. Right now, it's like I need to get my wife to the hospital. Calling the doctor because she in some pain. Okay? She, you know, she going to have a baby or something. You know, I don't know. Okay? And, you know, that's really what's going on in a nutshell with this Georgia cell phone law. Okay? In other words, don't use your cell phone while driving unless you have some type of Bluetooth device that fits in your ear or you got some earbuds that you can use and connect to your phone. But guys, don't get caught out there. Don't get caught out there with your pants down. Okay? And you know, all that translates to, all this translates to is money. The city, the state, or whatever is going to collect a bunch of dollars from you all. And I say you all because I'm trying my best, you know, I'm trying my best not to get hung up. Right? So you guys should do the same. Try your best not to get hung up. Try to stay conscious of not using your cell phone the way you've been using it. Now, I know it's difficult. I know it's a stretch because you're used to picking up that phone, holding it, riding down the road, talking. I know that. I am too. I'm guilty of texting while driving since the law been into effect. But I'm also guilty of trying not to text and drive, and I've cut back a lot. I know that on texting and driving since the new Georgia law, okay, since it went into effect. And you know, you may be listening out of town. You may be in Texas, California. I don't know where you are. Y'all may not have this law to have so many fatalities. And I know y'all have fatalities in your state as well. But to have so many fatalities with this driving while distracted thing, I mean, what are you going to do? You're not going to just sit back and just watch. Because, you know, it may not be affecting you right now. But at some point, you know, you may be driving down the road and someone, you know, crash into your car. And you get hurt. And you get hurt bad. And then you have to go And then you found out that they were texting while they were driving, which is against the law. So everyone, please, do your absolute best. And I know you will. Do your best not to text and drive. Go ahead out there and go ahead and throw down and bite the bullet and buy you a Bluetooth headset or whatever you want, whatever your means of communicating without having to hold that phone while you're driving. Again, I know that's difficult for so many people, and I'm not excluded from that. I'm in that same boat, but I'm trying to be conscious of not holding the phone, not texting while I'm driving, and trying to be a model citizen. I want to obey the rules, okay? And if you obey the rules, and you obey the rules, and you obey the rules, and everybody starts to obey the rules for this, cut these fatalities right in half, right off the bat. I guarantee you. To cut these fatalities right in half, right off the bat. Because now when you get in your car, you're like, okay, man, I need to call Derek, but I don't know Derek's number. It's in your cell phone. So you pick up your cell phone and start to looking for Derek's number. And, of course, the police right there, and he see you pick up your cell phone and you're sitting at a stoplight. You're not in a parked area. You're going to get a ticket. I don't know how much the tickets are. I don't know what's going on with that. But you're going to get a ticket. See, I don't want a ticket. I don't want to give someone my money. All right, guys, we have a caller from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 633. Let's see. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Frank is Logan Calloway.
Logan, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing great, man. What's going on?
Talk to us. I told you I'd get on the air with you one day.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
What's going on? Yes, sir.
Texting and driving.
Yes, sir.
Calling and driving. Hands-free phone law.
Hands-free phone law. You can't do it anymore.
Can't do it anymore.
I tell you,
too many people don't know how to drive, even with the phone to the ear.
Even with the phones to the ear, even before the cell phone, even before we had these phones, that these wireless devices, phones in the cars or whatever, you still had people who couldn't drive. And now you got the cell phones. Now they're holding these phones and driving, and you can tell you riding behind someone, you can tell they're on the phone, or they doing something that's distracting them because they're all over in your lane or driving slow or whatever. Yeah.
That's right. That's how people get.
So what do you think about it, Logan? You think it's a good thing?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of, see, I got Bluetooth in my vehicle.
Uh-huh.
So I tend to use that a lot just for the sake of distraction on the phone.
Right.
But have we all been guilty of it before? Yes.
Right.
There ain't no hiding from that. But as far as the texting and driving go, I feel like if it's something that important, you got to pick up the phone and call somebody.
Right. Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because you see all these boards driving down the interstate of fatalities, the number keeps going up.
It's mind-blowing.
And I bet you 25% of those fatalities have something to do with a cell phone.
Right. I didn't get into this today, but there's a part of this law that they're trying to do as well, where if you're in an accident and you cause a fatality, and they do an investigation and find out that you were texting and driving or on your cell phone or however, when you had that accident, you're going to be charged with vehicular homicide.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. So, you got a choice whenever you get in a vehicle, and that pertains to wearing a seatbelt, picking up your cell phone, calling somebody, texting. You know, spur of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
People feel like things are important, so they do it. But as far as writing out sentences and looking at your cell phone, looking down, I mean, I see it all the time, Frank. I do. Where we a part of, we work at, go down the interstate all the time. You got people running off the road into your lane. You know, you pass people.
Yeah.
They're on the part of the ear. They looking down, texting. So
yeah.
It's frustrating. It is frustrating. But it can be prevented,
it's,
you know. And like I said, just with a choice,
yeah.
You know. It's a choice. It's everything you do in life, whether it's cell phones or making bad decisions. That's part of a bad decision that you make by picking up a cell phone, texting, and driving. So.
Right, right. And you're right. That is a bad decision. And again, that's why I wanted to kind of bring this out to my audience, because I know a lot of people don't know exactly what this law is about, but now people should know, you know, what the law is about, you know, what you can and can't do with these cell phones. So hopefully I got through to somebody today.
Right. Right,
yep.
You might, you know, whether it's saving a life or preventing an accident, you know. So
that's right.
But I do like it. I do like the new law. You know, hopefully it'll decrease fatalities. However, it can be frustrating because it's a decision, like I said, and you got people that can talk on the phone and drive, and you got people that can talk on the phone and can't drive.
Right. But you know, when you think about it, you know, and that's what I want people to do, is to think about it. Just think about it. When you in that car and you pick up that phone, something's gotta tell you right there, hey man, don't use it, drop it, you know, get your earbuds out or get your Bluetooth on, whatever you gotta do. I just want people to think when they grab that cell phone.
Right.
Yep. But, hey, Logan, I appreciate you calling me, man. I appreciate you calling into the show.
Yeah, thanks,
I got
Frank.
About 3 minutes left, man. I appreciate it. Anytime I do a show and you like that topic, you call me. I'll give you the floor, let you do your thing.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you letting me call in.
I appreciate it, Logan. Hey, take care, man. Have a good evening. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Logan. So again, guys, and again, I appreciate the caller calling in and you know, telling me what he thinks about this cell phone law. You know, I can't say it any other way. We have to be conscious of not grabbing that phone and putting it to our ear, not grabbing that phone and texting someone. And just like the caller said, hey, you know, instead of texting somebody, just pick up the phone and call. Don't pick up the phone. Just, you know, do whatever you have to do with your earbuds or Bluetooth on to call that person. Okay? Do whatever you have to do to pick up, to have your earbuds in, Bluetooth on, whatever. As soon as you get in your car, just, you know, let that be that thing you do when you get in your car. Set up your hands free. Okay? Set up your hands free before you even leave the garage. Set up your hands free and before you leave your driveway. That way, when you leave your driveway, most times, for me anyway, when I leave my driveway and go up the street and we're going around the corner, whatever, after about 5 or 10 minutes, I need to make a call. Or maybe someone's calling me. Okay? But at that time, that means you know, if you did it before you left home, that means you already have your Bluetooth together, you already have your hands free going, and you can just, you know, hit a button and you're off to the races. If the police see you sitting at a red light and you're talking away, he can't do a damn thing about it. You just go on about your business. Don't give the city, state, whatever, your money. Give it to me. If you want to give your money away, give it to me. I'll take it. You know, if get this, okay, and I'm getting ready to close, but get this, if all of you gave me, let's do this, if you get a ticket for driving and texting or driving distracted is what they call it, if you get a ticket, and it's $50, or I think the first one's $50 or something like that. If you get a ticket and it's $50, then you also have to pay me $50. If I get a ticket and been driving while distracted, I'll pay someone. I can't pay all y'all. I'll pay someone $50. And if you know me, you'll probably find out if I had a ticket for driving while distracted. Hey guys, that's all the show I have for you today. Hey, join me tomorrow. Oh man, tomorrow I mean I've got a great show for you tomorrow. I've got a great show for you tomorrow. I wanted to do the show today, but my wife talked me out of it. She said I needed to do this show and educate people on texting while driving or the new law in Georgia, so I did it. You know, it is what it is, but tomorrow I'm going to have a great show for you. Look out for that tomorrow. Join the show. Set your clocks. 6:30 p.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, guys, have a great evening. Get your dinner together. Go ahead. I'm getting ready to go out on the grill. Get your dinner together. Cook it up. Grill your steak or hamburger or whatever you're doing. I'm grilling chicken tonight. I'm grilling chicken this afternoon, so I'm getting ready to hit the grill for a little chicken. And so you guys throw whatever you want on the grill, and we'll talk tomorrow. Hey, join me tomorrow, same place, same time, right here on the Frank Williams Show. This is me. I'm over, and I'm out.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap. With the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No, she got a finger on your booty, make the world cry. like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it, take a whip it in submission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye.
Money,
yeah, that kill it, watch me flip it like the five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a check, check, yeah, boogie they sit on my lip. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me.
Watch,
life's monopoly, go copy some land and some property.
Proper
AP, rose, pink diamonds, wool. Whip up your soda, diamonds off the roids.
Keep watching me.
Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it
in the kitchen, curry chicken, call it stir fry. Take off from the bird, keep or let the bird fly. Why I started to take my prize, you a dead guy. Keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, fresh and I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Finger roll, post move, or the pick and roll.